If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
BJ and Jamie.
Somebody's mad at me for doing my impression of a stoner.
Well, you're not wrong.
You're not wrong. Don't say that.
It wasn't insulting, was it? I mean, you get a little foggy, right?
Let me read this. You really have a false narrative about stoners, quote unquote. People that smoke weed regularly function perfectly normal. See, that's the thing about...
No, you don't.
I have a master's degree and partake, and you act like your white claws don't make you sound as dumb as you impress on the air. Yeah, but I don't drink white claws while I'm at work.
If you're on the air and you're drinking white claws, it's going to make you sound dumb, probably. More than likely, you're going to slur a little bit. But anything that alters you can be a problem.
Let's just
all be honest here, okay?
I was actually. This is funny. This came out yesterday. It's the three addictions that should be like pointed out, but everybody is okay with them. There's three addictions that people are okay with, but they should be pointed out. And one of them was sports betting because everybody has the app on there, you know? Yeah. And people, oh my gosh, like some people get crazy. One kid, it's really bad in colleges right now. One kid stole his grandma's, all her money.
So he could bet?
So my son was telling me like all these kids are now on sports betting at the college. Anyway, but everybody's like, oh, it's just sports betting. Fine, whatever.
With sports betting, though, I can tell you it can get bad because I know a guy that lives over on Spruce Street in Littleton, Colorado, and it's really bad. It's really bad. I know him well. I know him well. That sports betting can catch up to you, man.
Well, it's accepted, right? Like everybody's okay with it.
Well, it's no different than playing the stock market to me.
Yeah, well.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the way I look at it.
Exactly.
It's all a gamble.
Shopping addiction, everybody accepts it, but it's really bad. And
yeah.
I know somebody on Ward Street that I know that girl really well.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a problem.
You know her?
I know her.
Do you know her as well as I know the guy over on Spruce Street, Littleton?
Yes, I do.
It's making sense now. It's making sense, okay?
I know this girl on Ward Street, and she has a shop.
Is that WARD, Ward Street?
Yeah, Ward Street.
I know her too, I think.
Yeah, she has a little shopping issue, especially with the Chinese tariffs. She went crazy yesterday.
Oh, she did.
She bought like hair clips and all the stuff that's made in China that she knows she's going to need.
Yeah, you got to stock up on that.
I mean...
Not her, the lady on Ward Street, Carson.
Yeah. No, I said, you got to stock up in general. You got to stock up.
I was like, no, that's not me. I'm not going to give out my address.
Ward Street, get out of here.
No, that's the lady on Ward Street. She bought all kinds of like hair clips and rubber bands, all the stuff you need that's from China. And because it's right now, it's $2. She told me it was $2 for like 20 of them, but it would go up to 14.
Would you say it's dumb of her?
No.
You wouldn't say that, would you?
No.
I would say it, but you wouldn't say that,
and
would
then
you?
The number one addiction that people are okay with is marijuana.
Yeah.
And that's the other one. Right. So, yeah. I don't know anybody on that. Well, I know this guy.
I know a couple.
I know a guy.
I don't know anybody who's on marijuana.
He lives over on Alice Street. In Denver. Alice Street. That's where he lives.
Right. Anyway, I think
by the way, I saw a story this morning. Did you know, and I had no idea, that bartenders everywhere, all over the place, that there's a certain drink when you walk into a bar that you order, you're automatically red flagged. You are a problem.
No.
Did you know that?
No.
Yeah. Long Island iced tea.
Oh, yeah.
There's a story this morning that bartenders everywhere, secretly within their circles, that if somebody comes into the bar and orders the Long Island iced tea, they're automatically red flagged that that person's going to be drunk on their earth and they're going to be a problem before the night's over.
Yeah, every...
They go down so smooth. I mean, it's really like...
I don't think I've ever had one.
Really? Yeah. They're delicious. Yes.
What's Everyone in it? I know who wants to have one is going in there to get, like, tanked.
What's in it?
Yeah.
There's some whiskey.
Like seven whiskeys or seven different liquors.
I don't know why I thought it was like a mild drink.
No.
It sounds like Arnold Palmer.
Strongest drink he can get, just
It's got
about.
Gin, tequila, vodka, white rum, cola, triple sec, lemon juice, and gomi syrup.
Wow. Well, that gomi syrup will kill you.
Yeah.
But it literally, like, it tastes so good, and you can barely taste the alcohol, even though there's a ton of alcohol in it. And you stand up after a couple of those, and you haven't stood up for a while.
So there's no tea taste?
It tastes like tea.
It tastes like tea, but it has, like, four shots worth of alcohol in it.
I'm not seeing any tea taste in it.
That's the crazy part, is, like, when you mix all this stuff together, it tastes like tea.
This is a splash of cola and some lemon juice.
But there is literally no tea, zero tea in it.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
I didn't know that. I thought there was tea in it.
I thought it was like an Arnold Palmer that was spiked.
That lady that lives over on Ward Street, she thought it was, too.
I really have never had one. I'm not even kidding.
I don't know if I ever have or not. Huh. I can't remember.
Good. If you have too long,
you're the problem.
You're not making it home.
What? Sorry?
If you have two Long Island iced teas, you're not making it home without getting it.
You sound like you had one.
I know.
The way you said that?
Yeah.
Yeah. They say bartenders, they know that you're trouble. You are trouble. You're either going down face first.
Wow.
Or you're going to start a fight. Something's going to happen with the Long Island iced tea drinkers.
I feel like it's a person that I know. He always orders water, and it's just straight vodka, and they know that.
Oh.
And because I know this guy. I'm not going to say his name. But he goes, they go, do you want your usual? He goes, I want ice water. And I'm always like, that's so good. Well, no, it's pure vodka.
Oh. And the bartender knows.
Yeah, but I think that he's like being this great stand-up guy having water.
He wants you to perceive
they
that.
Put it,
yeah.
They
yeah.
put it in a water glass for him.
Shut up.
Yeah.
That's not the lady on Ward Street, is it?
No, God, no.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.